as a school principal and a classroom teacher for over 40 years. And then after he retired, became a tutor until he was 84. And then he realized the new math, his math didn't and he always told me that ignorance isn't really bad unless you don't try to learn. And then if you don't try to fix ignorance, you tend to fall over to the student, and you can't fix that. You guys have fixed a lot of ignorance here today for me. One of those has been, we do a lot of attacks on Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools and what they're not doing. Here we have seen a lot of what they are doing in the context of students that we know are at risk. Every one of you has mentioned the high poverty levels in your schools. The dynamic of the village changed. The best in our village left the least of us to fend for themselves. And this is what we're dealing with today. So I just want to commend you. But also, I would like to caution you that someone mentioned earlier a statistic about charter schools. From what I've learned today and from what I've heard about charter schools, the last thing I would want to see would be a them versus they, when all of it targets the kids, and that's us. So we can take numbers and statistics and say and do about anything we wish. And generally, what we do with them are to pit one against the other. And our students are the ones that actually are harmed most by it. So whatever goes out of from today, I would hope that those new coalitions of charter schools and the public schools come together, collaborating on how each can be better and what each might be able to take away from each other and fix whatever ignorance there may exist between the two. Because otherwise, people are just going to end up stupid.
Amberly?